assumption, although I don't find anything of any value in this. Yes. He doesn't know anything about it, number one, and you were not back from the lunch break. There is some particular information that I want you to pay attention to, and I have made a little statement, and it is the radiation, which does absorb part of the ozone, and I have made a statement about it, so we won't delay this meeting. It's going on far too long. So if you want to just kind of listen along and let's get on, because I want it documented in this room, the things that are said there regarding the monies through the CLC, etc., and the amount of money that supposedly have been coming through here. And if those are anywhere in the ballpark of accurate, then as stewards, you better go after Anderson and Green. Because, number one, you do not have any idea how much they have taken. And number two, if that were to be a fact, that is unthinkable. Unthinkable. So let's just stop every now and then and listen a little bit. And
don't fast forward. Leave it going.
No, let's fast forward it a little bit. He's going to talk about if anybody can remember anything in there that you'd like to hear and comment on.
That you be able to make the decision whether you want to support this kind of thing. And matter of fact, let's be fair. I invited Dora or Hatan or Afton or whatever she wanted to appear as. I invited her on the program. I received back this blistering letter, which is very graphic in pieces of the anatomy. I'm just saying, I'm going to be respectful, but let me give you the Ecker's number. Maybe you want to take the newspaper. Maybe you want to donate money. That's your choice. Anyway, Doris Ecker's telephone number, 805-822-0601.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Now, George Green.
The great big man of the world gives out Doris's home phone number with the full expectation everybody will call and denounce her.
Well, not only that, he obviously has your phone number, even though he said, you know, he tried to reach contact to interview Doris.
Very good. Thank you. We all miss that.
He doesn't want
Isn't
to
that
talk.
Interesting?
He doesn't want to talk to Doris or Hatton, and that's the reason he called contact.
Commander, may I have a check something to you?
Yeah.
My wife and I supported for living in Ashland, Kentucky during the time of the campaign by Colonel Bright. We went down to the hotel downtown to such a rally. And after the meeting, my wife and I went down the front just to speak to Colonel Bright. And I said something to the effect, I think we have a mutual friend, i.e. yourself. When I made that statement, it was though I had slapped the man in the face. I hear Commander and all of the people were backing Bob Wright for president. And this reaction took effect on me. I couldn't put a pinpoint just at the time, but I knew there was something wrong. This red flag came up, and he walked away from us. He wouldn't talk to
me. Oh, yes. Right.
And he muttered something. If your friend is his, you're none of mine. Or something like that. I didn't catch it fully. So we went home. And I told my wife, I said, there's something wrong. We took down our campaign for Bob Wright. And we turned over to Mr. Perot. And now I see what the man really is. It's God in his awesome wisdom gives us insight into a man and his way of operating without our precisely asking for it.
Don't you see that it's easier this way than to take up the gun or anything? It takes a little longer.
Yes.
And they always reveal themselves.
Well, I appreciate that fact that God loves us so much that he won't let us get trapped for long. That's the reason we're here.
Commander,
I got a tape of the talk that Brent Scowcroft gave at BYU graduation commencement that would be real interesting to maybe get for you.
It would. Yes,
I was talking about the New World Order and how we got to work together, you know, at peace.
Yes.
Well, that was, to me, that was the biting the hand that so-called feeding whenever he had that reaction. And so, you know, men can't hide behind a facade for long.
No. Not when that reflection is of yourself that you call another.
You wouldn't find something else.
You mean to fast forward to?
Andrew, we had him yesterday. He's from the University of Science and Technology. Fascinating curriculum up there that comes from deal with tyranny. And I think rather than going out and attacking anything, the answer, at least it's been the thing I've seen as an answer, is that covenant community will eventually provide a haven for those who would live.
Maybe we should speak about that for a minute.
Oh.
This EJ, and I have a comment about the covenant community. This is the foundation of the remark made earlier about the 80 acres and the new Jack McLam, Bo Greitz land of promotion in Idaho. It's the covenant community. Go ahead.
Apologize for keeping you waiting, and also our listeners, because we said yesterday that they could have a chance to call in and talk to you directly. Well, the number for talking to Dr. Tim Binder, let's try to keep our comments addressed to him at the University for Science and Technology, is 1-800-950-TALK. Now, Dr. Tim has got a 1-800 number there at the University of Science and Technology. I'll give it out now, 1-800-882. And then the last four numbers are the easiest.
Don't go too far because he's going to get himself in trouble here pretty quick.
Those work. Tim, why do you think, why would you suggest that people get the real word from you, and you have them, I understand, in home study courses. Why do you think that Tom chose those particular works to launch this campaign?
Well, they are, for most people, truly new. The ideas, even though he expressed them many years ago, they're still very new. And particularly his vision of science was a new vision, and science is just starting to begin to consider the direction that he pointed to 70 years ago. And so they're very interesting books. They're timely, even in 1994. And I think that they chose them because also they figured that we wouldn't try and fight any theft of these materials.
When would you get? I just found it fascinating. When I were
no, let's just leave it on.
Talking to you before the program, I found it fascinating the description of Dr. Walter Russell. I guess he only got a fifth grade education, but I'm sure he had doctorates awarded to him. Give us a little bit of history, will you, of Walter Russell and some of the things he accomplished?
Well, he was a poet, painter, sculptor, author, musician. He designed billions of dollars worth of buildings in New York City in the early part of the century, the Bronx Freeway, the Hotel des Artistes, among other buildings there. So he was an architect, again, with no formal training. He was recognized worldwide as an artist. He got international recognition that way. His scientific ideas did not get the same reception that his artistic.
You have to turn it over.
Commander, his scientific ideas didn't get the recognition.
That's right.
I mean, he's talking about scientific.
And that's all that we use. We're just scientific presentations.
I think that's where we ended it yesterday.
There's got to be more, because we have not heard of the $40,000 a week going through.
Do you think I might have fast-forwarded through that before earlier?
It's possible.
Have we turned this tape over?
No, we're still on the first side.
Yes, but it looks like that this has been added on. I believe that this part of the discussion was on the second tape.
I'm going to fast forward it earlier on the tape. I'll go back to the.
I don't want to spend another day on this. It's sorting time for you too. You're either going to get up and take your stand with us or against us. And when I say us, I'm talking about Command and God and Mission. You don't have to be anything to the Eckers, but this is not an assault against little Doris Ecker and his cute little God bless her. He's after the higher energy.
I just found it fascinating when I was talking to you before the program. I found it fascinating the description of Dr. Walter Russell.
Now, wouldn't you think that a man of this unbending, judgmental authority obviously never heard of Walter Russell?
Yeah.
And suddenly now it's good old Tim and good old Walter.
Mm-hmm.
Come and grow and live and die, and the next year it comes back again.
We need to rewind now to get.
Yeah,
because maybe I'm wrong.
A generation as well as degeneration. He saw centripetal force as well as.
Now that's brilliant. That is brilliant. Oh, this big old honking man saw the value of centrifugal force in centrifugal force. Don't you want to throw up, Dr. Young? Heaven help this world. And we're trying. If you hold up, we can.
Podium.
Starting.
And plutonium, those radioactive elements, the ions, radium, deuterium and tritium, heavy water and tritium, all of which of course became the basis of atomic energy and the bomb. And it was 3 years of his lectures, and he published a book in 1926, The Universal One, where he sent this to the world's leading scientists. And many of them were inspired by it. Nobody gave him credit. And that led them, along with 3 years of his lectures, to look for these elements. The elements were isolated, and of course, the rest is history.
Commander, isn't the fact that he sent that off to all these scientists?
Yes.
That's proof that it's scientific information, at least in his opinion, the one who wrote it.
Oh, yes. We have plenty of capes. Just nobody ever gets around to being able to produce the capes.
Not only that, he sent all that information prior to it being copyrighted, which put it into the public domain.
All the major laboratories.
Then the problem date, 1921.
I'll tell you how bad it is. And Greitz is going to have fun with this one, too. How bad is it? No.
How bad is it?
You can't do a thing with us.
And Greitz thinks he's got a problem. And that's what he's hoping for. That's what he's hoping for, that you ones will somehow buckle, you know. That somehow this facade will go away.
No way.
God doesn't go away. God gets bigger and brighter. As you get wiser and wiser. I did not say smarter. I said wiser. I want to finish just one thought, and then I will entertain it, Al. I've interrupted your interruption, and I, you know, I'm bigger, I win. In fact, if you could see how small this speck is, you'd be as brave as Dharma. She gets behind me, you see, and writes. I know you will not let him punch me out. They paid off MacDonald. You see, all the work that had been done in the USMP case stashed with MacDonald. And here's another place they're going to try to nail Gene Dixon. That he knew about it and he basically has played along with it. This is what they're going to say. Now, for you ones who don't hear well in here and go out and, oh, he said something against me. Gene was going to resign. When I said they're going to use you, they have used you. He thought I was announcing to all of you that he is a bad boy. Karen was hurt. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I cannot not tell you. When they are out to get you. I am going to protect you. And they worked it out with MacDonald, you see. He flubbed the last case. And it was even spoken of with him the best way to handle it. And it was that he would basically resign under an agreement. Fired, if you will. Immediately, something happened. The judge said, all right, I will let you go in pro per. I don't like it, and all of the things, and we'll wait for you to get another attorney and this sort of stuff. No, we demand under the constitutional law to be able to be heard in pro per. We cannot afford another attorney. And nobody can bring themselves up to speed. We have no records. No file. The judge cannot bring himself to believe this. So now we go up to another hearing in pro per in Fresno. And he says, you mean you don't have any records? EJ said, no. We have been unable to get them, Your Honor. We have written you to get those records for us. And we have gotten nothing. We have nothing to go to court with. Well, I'll get those records for you. Immediately after this hearing, I will call and I will make sure that Mr. MacDonald sends those records. And you will pay for them, right? Well, yeah, I'm sure UPS will take food stamps, sir. But anyway, but you will pay for them. I mean, it'll only be a few dollars. Not the amount of records that Mr. MacDonald had, because he had been compiling records while he was at CLC working on the case. He had all of Nora's research. He had all of the young man's research before him from the East Coast. Boxes of material. Still nothing. So it is suggested get a subpoena to get your records. The judge comes back then and says, well, I don't believe that it needs to go that far because you really have demand of the records. Well, we don't have anything, Your Honor. And now we're two hearings into this thing with nothing. Well, obviously, Mr. Buchanan's on the line and he slipped. Now, Mr. Buchanan is USMP's attorney and de facto George Green. Because George Green has never had to appear anywhere, and it is now known George Green made a settlement. But George Green can't even be honest about that. He can't even be honest about the amount that he settled for. But listen to what happened. Mr. Buchanan, out of his mouth, E.J. said, I have tried and tried to reach him. The judge said, I tried too, and I got Mrs. McDonald, and she assured me that that would be sent along. And then he says something to Mr. Buchanan. Obviously, we cannot have this hearing without any files. Well, we don't want to put this off, and I tried to reach Mr. McDonald also within the last 3 weeks and was unable to reach him. Pardon me? Pardon me? I, US&P's attorney, was trying to just speak with Mr. McDonald, your attorney? Why? We don't know, do we? But the judge finally got into it and made a big enough fuss that, okay, Mr. McDonald would send, at Ecker's expense, food stamps or no, the records. So right up to the day, in the night, in the evening, 5 o'clock, 5:30, comes a little box. It's plenty expensive, I'll tell you. Little box. These are the records. EJ had sense enough not to open it, because in the morning was a joint conference call with Buchanan, with the judge, and with the Eckers. At the time of that call, there was no one in there as witness. But by the end of the call, Charles had come, Karen had come, and I believe Kathy was there. So it was agreed that the box would be opened. No letter of transmittal, no nothing, and no nothing. It was simply a set of court filings. Nothing. No records, no research, no discovery, nothing. So by now, the judge is a little annoyed. And he does say, well, obviously, Mr. Buchanan, there can be no hearing in a timely manner if they do not have any records. Now, since then, and that has been how long? 2 months, 3 months, how long?
2 months.
Still no records. Mr. Dixon even went to his house and confronted him and said, I want the records now. I am here to pick them up and put them in the car. Oh, well, they're in storage. I will get them. I will do. Gene says, I want them now. Now, come on, Gene. You know me. And I will go over and get them out of storage, and I will send them. But you got to pay for them. No phone now. No nothing. And no records. Still no records. They bought him off, and they bought the records. Prove it, find McDonald. And maybe you could utilize the kinds of tactics that Mr. Greitz would understand. Maybe pull all of his fingernails out till he owns up. But knowing Mr. McDonald and the problems that he has, I don't think that you need to bother. And yet that man will, on national radio, say that these ones keep extending the case. They just want to close it. How can there be a case? How can there be a case when your own attorney has sold your case? Now, Al, please.
Oh, I was going to say, yes, the call, Read Atomic Suicide. Right in the front of the book, he advertises, he sent this book to all universities, all senators, and everybody else. I don't think he had a copyright at the time. It's right out of his own book.
your job well. And you needed it, so there you have it. And there's plenty of research to show we would not be that careless. We would not be that careless. What ticks them off is we use a lot of the information, and I tried to have Dorma draw these things. She's not an artist. If I worked with Dale now, we could get it done. Why would I do that? This was a great man. This was a man, laugh if you like, right, standing there trying to bring his work again. He was not comfortable in a palace. There are some terms for what happened to Walter Russell when Lyell got him. Talk about your Black Widow. Beautiful. And her expressions of philosophy are beautiful. But in the use of the Russell work, I would never use something of another's work, especially when I so vehemently disagree with it. The only portion, and they like Bill Cooper, they plagiarized 50 pages of my book, my manuscript. How could they plagiarize 50 pages when there were only 26 to begin with? And there are some 200 pages in the volume under point. The same thing with the Russell material. How can you have 9 volumes at a minimum of 200 pages apiece? That's 1,800 pages. And their book is what? 160 at the very most with everything? Doesn't add up, does it? There was hardly anything except honorable mention to Walter Russell in the AIDS book and how it would be light and vibration as Mr. Russell and Mr. Tesla had presented that would be the ultimate cure. But you had to have the DNA structure, etc., etc., etc. So that book has nothing to do with anything. The sacred spirit within is dedicated to Little Crow. So how much of that do you think is really plagiarized from Walter Russell's anything? Except light. God is light. Now, if that is plagiarism, I believe Mr. Greitz should be absolutely served for plagiarism of the 9th commandment or the whatever he called it. Taken out of context, no credit given to whoever wrote that version of that Bible, but quoted that to you. Credit, we have even offered to sell those books to get this information to the public. If, in fact, we could have sold the book and not had to sell the philosophy, why do you think we would waste our time when we are so pressed and overworked to get it out? In the most honorable fashion, we could do it in daily digest writings to call the world's attention to the fact there was a man called Russell. By Dr. Binder's own words, nobody knew it. Go into court and the judge sits there and then they all concur. Nobody in the courtroom had ever heard of Walter Russell prior to this hearing. Did Doris Ecker hurt this great man? And as you will see, when they get to their endeavors, their business adventures, they're at the palace. You don't have anything. You don't have the books. You don't have any of those books that George Green has. You don't have seminars. You don't even take up a collection in this room. How can you be in competition with this great university? Let's just go on and listen.
What happened with it? I think it's unfortunate for the world that he was not recognized. And if we looked at his whole vision of universal processes, we would not have created atomic energy as an instance. And I'd say the basis of our present science, in a sense, you could look at it from the viewpoint that it's, say, based on cloud system laws of thermodynamics, that, and our technology certainly is based on the idea that energy only runs downhill. The Big Bang theory of the universe, that it was started and it's running downhill and it'll go out of existence. And there's only a one-way direction to life. Russell said, no, there's another, if I could use the word, non-entropy, that things are not just going to greater disorder, that they're also winding up as they're unwinding. So it's like Russell saw generation as well as degeneration. He saw centripetal force as well as centrifugal force dominance. He saw compression as well as expansion. He saw life as well as death. And he saw fusion as well as fission. And it's like that gives you a whole cycle universe. And if you see that and apply it to technology, you can have non-polluting, sustainable technologies instead of half-cycle visions that are based on taking something apart. Clausius' law of thermodynamics again, that's the only way you can get energy. And we end up with all the pollution because we don't see the whole process.
Tim, weren't you telling me that you think it's Russell, Walter Russell's ideas that could lead to pollution-free and maybe even free energy?
Yes, because of, again, this whole cycle vision that lets you see the Creator's whole process of creation. And the Creator uses this process in the universe, in everything that we see. And it's like we see a plant come and grow and live and die, and the next year it comes back again. We see water fall from the heavens as rain, and we see it rise as evaporation. It's a continuous process, and our technology should be based on that same vision, not just a half of it. You're not just taking something apart but putting it together. You can look at rain as the putting together process. It's a condensation, compressing, bringing things together, centripetally directed motion. And evaporation is taking apart centrifugally directed motion. And that's what Clausius saw. In a sense, in technology, he saw evaporation. He didn't see condensation.
How about some of your own interests? And then we will talk about how people can get a hold of the university. Now, you're into, would you call it naturopathic remedies as opposed to allopathic or what?
Yes, I'm a graduate of the National College of Naturopathic Medicine, and of course we use herbal medicine, homeopathy, and diet, manipulation, acupuncture. I'm also a chiropractor and an acupuncturist, and all of those disciplines are also taught in the naturopathic colleges now. And I look at traditional natural medicine is really the answer to our health care crisis. You can change the system if you want to try and shuffle who's going to pay for it, but if you don't change the type, the basis of the medicine we're practicing, you're not going to get out of the crisis. Not that I think everything that modern medicine does is bad. There are certain things that they do that I think are wonderful, and we don't want to throw the baby out with the wash. But we have to change the way we look at health and disease, and probably at least 90% of the treatments that are currently being done under allopathic medicine, in my opinion, need to go by the wayside.
Tim, what is going to happen to people like yourself who have alternative medicine offerings? And I'm looking at chelation specialists like Dr. Robert Vance out of Las Vegas, who is a doctor of osteopathy. And are you guys going to be extinct? Are you now dinosaurs under the Hillary Clinton national health care plan where it's going to be so carefully structured?
I don't think so. What I think is going to happen, of course, is over...
Tanner, do you feel that the chiropractic profession is going to be crushed?
Financially. they will stop paying for it. They may continue to pay for some skeletal disorders that can be proven. The whole point is to run out any kind of natural medicine. So you will have two. You will have your insurance coverage, for instance, but most ones still will not qualify even under that. So you will be stuck with either having to undergo whatever the practice of medicine is at the time, or you will be out of the system, basically. And if you seek this other kind of help, but you can watch what they are doing. They are going to pull the tools away from your ability to use them and put them into the medical category, the drug category, just as fast as they can pull it off. And once you have a plan that is now a national plan and you have to have a card, they're going to not have to go through the process of judicial legalization, or you're just going, they'll just take it. So yes, I see an end to it, or in a survival.
Yes.
And you see, here's where we are dealing with, we talk about free energy, we talk about all this idealistic crap. And here is a man out there supposedly going to heal and utilize this information of light and frequency and centrifugal, and he is mouthing off of a list of things that he's scratched there. And he will never do it without the source of life. And that is the DNA. And my dear ones, that is going to deal with the Gyandrianas.
Quick comment. In addition to the discussion on the medical, I heard on the news the other day that the government is getting involved in child care. And they're talking about how this woman who was going to come and testify couldn't even find somebody to watch her child, and so they need to just manage that whole process. So I think in the bigger picture, basically the government is just taking control of more and more areas of everyone's life. So the medical is one aspect. But
well, it sounded like they were going to make it illegal for you to pay cash and go to something you want, that you can get arrested for making that conscious choice.
Yes, I'm sure that it'll come to that.
Yeah, not using your card.
A third of the population, statistically from polls, is using alternative medicine. I think it's actually greater than that. And people are going to use what works, even if they have to pay for it out of their own pocket. When they realize what the government's doing, I'm hoping they're going to get up on their hind feet and say, hey, look it. We're not going to put up with this any longer. We want alternative health care in that system. And we want the whole system overhauled. We want to be treated with what we want, and that means we want traditional natural medicine, alternative medicine, as part of what we're able to get. If we're all paying for it, we should all get what we want. If we didn't have the AMA, if we didn't have exploit a lot of the real high-tech scanning equipment and one thing and the other, do you think there would really be a healthcare crisis as defined by the Clintons in America?
No, I think actually if we'd put our attention on what actually creates health, it really focused on that, and then also paid heed to the so-called father of medicine, Hippocrates, first dictum, first do no harm, there certainly would be no health.
Hippocrates. Remember what I told you about the Hippocratic Oath? It is from the ancient mythological gods. And the beginning of the Hippocratic Oath says, we pledge to so, and panacea. And that's one reason that the word panacea is so prevalent in the medical language. Language, whatever. They have their own. They are taking their oath to a bunch of gods, a whole plethora of gods. And some ones, in some places, and your Dr. Kevorkian is one, in his medical school, they refuse to utilize the Hippocratic Oath. You should listen to it. You should read the Hippocratic Oath. It is not to God of light, I will do no harm. It is to these mythological gods. I kid you not. Even hypnosis plays to the mythological god Hypnos, the god of sleep. And when Tim Binder says, it is so sad that this information has not come, where does he think it's going to come from? Does he think that after 50 years it's going to blossom out there because he does acupuncture? They should be on their knees blessing us for bothering with them. But you have to see what has happened to your world. Go on.
For instance, look at my 20 years of practice. Virtually all of the things that are very costly under modern medicine to treat them. Let's just take something simple as gallstones, where their solution is an operation. Under naturopathic treatment, those gallstones can be dissolved and discharged. And you keep your gallbladder and you find out why you caused them and you change the reasons for that, which also are going to change a lot of reasons for other degenerative diseases that are going to occur. Let me go ahead and ask you to hold the thought there. When we come back from the break, again, 1-800-950-TALK, Dr. Tim Binder, we'll talk about how you can get involved with the university. And Hassan thought it was so important they plagiarized every word of the home study courses. Maybe this is you. Hold right. Stand by now.
I don't hear him thanking me.
I thought it was interesting when he said the real truth. Well, if Doris, you know, plagiarized material, wouldn't it be just as real? You know, no matter who says it.
Yeah, especially word for word.
But as long as he says it, you know, Binder, then that makes it real truth. Jerk.
3476-0685. We're talking to Dr. Tim Binder of the University of Science and Philosophy, Waynesboro, Virginia. The reason that I contacted Dr. Binder is because it was the work of this remarkable man that the university had responsible for, that Hassan, Doris Ecker, speaking as Hassan, chose to plagiarize. EJ secured one of the home study courses, and then EJ is Doris's husband, and then Hassan proceeded to give it out as if it were original thought, until it was noticed by Dr. Binder that this was word-for-word plagiarism, and they challenged them in court. They won in court. There's been an estoppel against the further sale of the so-called Palladian connection. But because the Eckers saw what was there as most important, I thought it might be important for you so you could get it firsthand. What does the university offer, Tim, so that we might be able to let people know who want to become educated, and then we'll give them the number?
Sure. We have a home study course, Universal Law and Natural Science and Living Philosophy in the United States. Basically, the home study course is a study in how the universe works. They also wrote a number of books. We have, I think, currently about 30 different titles covering various, just about every aspect of life that you can think of. My own favorite of Dr. Russell's books is The Secret of Life, which was one of the plagiarized books. This book is a combination of philosophy, poetry, portions of his original inspired roughly 40,000 prose poems that he wrote in 1926 when he had illumination, and science principles.
Illumination.
So we also have audio and videotapes by the Russells, and videotapes from some of the seminars and conferences that we've put on, like our World Balance Conference, Action to Save Our Planet, that we put on in 1989, which is to try and get the world
have a full schedule of seminars and workshops, about 14 of them this year in 1994, covering everything from Russell Science to my weekend seminar in what I call Position Technique to Science of Centering, which is applying the principle of balance and body mechanics where you become your own therapist, diet, and meditation, concentration, decentration, internal energy development, the meditative aspects of the martial arts, and we have a number of seminars and, of course, the